For over 30 years, Take Back the Night has been on a mission to end sexual violence in all forms, while at the same time lending support to the survivors. It's a grassroots effort that has been manifested in marches and rallies all around the world. In Lexington, this year's Take Back the Night events have been scheduled for March 28th. Here to tell us more is Melanie Mattson from UK's VIP Center. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome to UK Perspectives, Melanie.
Thank you, Tom.
So VIP, in this case, stands for Violence Intervention and Prevention. Tell us about the VIP Center and the work that it does here at UK.
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Violence Intervention and Prevention Center is a service of the University of Kentucky Student Affairs, and we provide services for people who have experienced power-based personal violence, including sexual assault, stalking, and partner violence. And we most passionately work with UK community members on preventing power-based personal violence, primarily through our Green Dot strategy.
And what is the Green Dot strategy? Tell me about that.
The Green Dot strategy is now a strategy that has gone nationwide. We are home of the Green Dot right here at the VIP Center in the University of Kentucky. It's quite exciting. And this is a primary prevention strategy of power-based personal violence, very much focused on equipping community members with the knowledge and skills to intervene in potentially high-risk situations for power-based personal violence.
And how long has that program been in place?
It began here right around 2008 and has definitely grown nationwide on campuses and in communities and even internationally.
So mainly you work with students, or do also faculty and staff sometimes come to your center?
That's a good question. We do focus primarily on students since we are out of student affairs, yet our services are also for staff, faculty, and anyone else connected to the UK community.
One thing that that impressed me about the VIP Center's mission is that it seems almost identical to the mission of Take Back the Night. And this event, Take Back the Night, will happen on Wednesday the 28th, next week. It begins with a march at 7 o'clock. So first of all, can anyone participate?
Absolutely. This Take Back the Night event is all about the collective power of the community to end violence, and we welcome everyone to be a part of it.
Do you have to register in advance?
You do not. All you have to do on Wednesday, March 28th, is show up at 7 p.m. at one of the three locations that the march is beginning at. On the University of Kentucky campus, that's the Patterson Office Tower Plaza. Downtown Lexington will be beginning from Triangle Park near Lexington Center, as well as 3rd Street Stuff and Coffee. All of these marches will meet at the Courthouse Plaza for our Take Back the Night rally at 7:30 p.m.
And what happens at 7:30? I understand there are going to be speeches, there's music, and some other activities.
Absolutely. At 7:30 p.m., the rally will include special speakers, live music, a speak out, and more, including an after party taking place immediately after the event at 3rd Street Stuff and Coffee.
Do we know who some of the speakers are going to be yet, or is that still to be determined?
It's still a surprise.
And the music, too?
Absolutely, okay. But it will be wonderful. Each year it continues to grow, and we engage new speakers and new musicians, so it will be a fabulous event.
And there will also be a photography exhibit at Courthouse Square, or Courthouse Plaza, rather?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. This year, to Take Back the Night, we've added a photography campaign to it. And so all of these are connected with our theme for this year's Take Back the Night event, which is We Unite, We March, and We Declare. This, again, is connected to that collective power of the community to end violence. And this photography exhibit has different community members holding a sign that says, We blank, and they fill in the blank with we empower, we encourage, we listen, we progress, and all of these pictures will be on display at the Take Back the Night event.
And these are photographs taken by people from the community.
They are. They are photographs taken by the VIP Center interns and of UK community members.
And this event, the Take Back the Night, is part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And as you were telling me before, Sexual Assault Awareness Month in Kentucky actually begins in March, but nationally it's celebrated in April. So what are some of the other events that we can expect to see as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Yes. Well, we've already had a number of great events for March, Kentucky Sexual mm-hmm. Assault Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And for April Sexual Assault Awareness Month, we've decided to add a number of events then so that community members may find out about them at Take Back the Night and want to get involved. So here's what we'll be offering during April after Take mm-hmm. Back the Night. On April 3rd, we are beginning our Truth and Dare, which is a workshop at the VIP Center for UK community members. You can log on to our website to find out more information about that. On April 5th, we'll be joined by the local organizers of Outrage Us, which is a collaborative project that's web-based and very much focused on collecting community members' stories of how their life has been impacted by power-based personal violence. On April 12th, we'll host a workshop on social media and how that works with personal safety and well-being. That will be called Trending Now. That begins at 3:30 p.m. in the Student Center. On April 12th at 7 p.m., we will be visited by Don McPherson, who is a former NFL football player and an anti-violence activist. We are so honored to have him visit our campus community, and I know that will be a fantastic event that I encourage everyone to attend.
And that is open to the community as well as campus.
It is open to the entire public, yes.
Wonderful.
That will be held in the UK Student Center as well. And then on April 19th, we'll be doing a Day of Action community service project where we'll be working with students, staff, and faculty on this community service project based at the Bluegrass Domestic Violence Program to help out around their farm.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Our guest has been Melanie Mattson of the University of Kentucky's VIP Center. Podcasts of UK Perspectives, including the complete interviews, are available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.